Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This conference, it's February 9th, 2011, approximately 9:30. This is the pre-hearing conference in the matter of BNI Coal Limited. It's a bond release matter under North Dakota Century Code Chapter 38-14.1. Specifically under 38.14.117 and 38.14.130. My name's Alan Hoberg. I'm the designated hearing officer in this matter. We'll take appearances at this time. Mr. Reinke, you're appearing for yourself. You don't have an attorney, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Bender, would you state your appearance, please?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing on behalf of BNI Coal.
Thank you. Mr. Grubman, are you representing the Reclamation Division?
I am, Your Honor.
Thank you. On November 24th of last year, the Commission granted bond release number 1 to Surface Coal Mining Permit BNCR 8106 pursuant to BNI's application, but the release was subject to a final hearing request. On December 27th, Mr. Reinke requested a formal hearing. Earlier, the Reclamation Division had recommended bond release after BNI addressed all of the PSC's deficiencies. It's my understanding that Mr. Reinke claims that 3 water sources on his property in Section 26 need to be replaced because they were there prior to mining operations and are not now. So it appears to me, anyway, that the issue in this matter is whether those 3 water sources were there prior to mining and whether they need to be replaced under the applicable law. Mr. Reinke, is that the issue? It seems to be is that the issue as you see it?
Yes, that's the only issue I have.
Okay, Mr. Bender, is that the issue as you see it?
Yes.
Mr. Grubman?
It is, Your Honor.
Okay. I didn't see any discussion of the 3 water sources in the Reclamation Division's November 19, 2010 memo recommending bond release. Was there earlier concern expressed by Mr. Reinke or anyone else prior to the release of that memo, Mr. Grubman?
Sorry, Mr. Deitch, I'll answer that question.
Sure.
With regard to that, the issue of those water supplies were not addressed in that memo because those water supplies were not on that tract land that was subject to bond release. Actually, it's bond release 7 rather than bond release 1 to permit BNCR 8106. That those water supplies were in a different bond release that would have been in bond release 1 to permit BNCR 8202, which was approved by the Commission back in July of 2009.
Okay, yeah, I misspoke. It's bond release 7 that we're dealing with here. I guess I can't read my own writing. So you're saying that really the issue is not timely because it was dealt with in another bond release?
That's correct. As far as the pre-mine location of those water supplies, they were in the southwest corner of Section 26, and that area was bond release with, like I mentioned before, bond release number 1 to BNCR 8202.
Any comment on that, Mr. Bender?
I agree with that, and I think there's some other issues as well, Your Honor, in terms of the timeliness of the request that Mr. Reinke is making.
Mr. Reinke, you want to make any comment on that?
Yes. I guess just a little history here. Our lands can be in mined or part of mining since 78. Farmstead originally was in the southwest quarters, Mr. Deutsch said. We had a shelter belt. That shelter belt has since been moved to the southeast quarter, which I think makes it still viable. They moved the shelter belt, so I'm assuming they're going to move the water source. in the final inspection in 2008, I believe, with some of the representatives from PSC. I was asked what my concerns were, and I specifically mentioned fencing around the property that was there prior to mining and the water sources.
Okay.
At that time, I was told I had 30 days to comment, and after the comment period, I still had another 30 days. And I believe, if my memory serves me correct, a day or two after the comment period was up, I asked Mr. Deutsch if I could still comment on water replacement. And at that time, he told me that it probably would have been better for me to do it during the comment period. I guess another point I'd like to make is, you know, this has been going on. We've been talking this water issue since early to mid-90s. PSC knows it's the law. Why wasn't that ever brought up, you know, in the bond release?
Okay.
I guess my thinking is if they move the shelter belt to the southeast quarter, and the southeast quarter right now is the land that's under this current bond release, my thinking is it still qualifies for having at least the two farmstead wells replaced, or if not, maybe an agreement that if the landowner wants them replaced at a future date, that BNI can do that.
Okay. So you think the issue is still appropriate?
Well, I believe it is. I'm not an attorney, and I
right.
don't know,
right.
like Mr. Blake, and, you know, I'm
right.
saying they moved the farmstead, and if they move that from the southeast quarter, if they're saying, if at that time they should have said no, it has to stay in the southeast quarter, or southwest quarter, excuse me, where it originally was, but they didn't move into the southeast quarter.
Okay. Okay. Well, while we're not going to resolve the issue today, I just wanted to see if I could get a little bit more definition as to what really is the concern here. The hearing on, I guess it's Friday at 1:30 at the PSC hearing room, will be the time to present the evidence on this matter, and I would expect that evidence would be presented by the parties in the form of testimony and or exhibits, in other words, documentary evidence that would help explain the positions of the parties. As I see it, if this goes to hearing, and we're scheduled to go to hearing, I would expect that BNI Coal would present its case first as to why the bond should be released, notwithstanding Mr. Reinke's objections, because it's the moving party for bond release. Then I would expect that Mr. Reinke would present his case as to why the bond should not be released, because of the issue regarding the three water sources. Would the Reclamation Division be presenting a case on this, Mr. Grumman?
Your Honor, what we anticipate is potentially some reactive testimony by Mr. Deitch. So at least as far as our case in chief, if there were to be a case in chief, that's what it would be comprised of.
Okay. Well, so that would be the third presentation if you decided to do it. Then after that, I would allow rebuttal testimony or evidence by any of the parties. I would consider that we'd open the hearing with opening statements and close it with closing statements, unless I get a request to file briefs and propose findings of facts and conclusions of law. But barring that, I would expect we'd open with opening statements and close with closing statements. And Mr. Reinke, opening statements and closing statements are not evidence. The evidence needs to be presented during your presentation. Opening statements and closing statements are just telling me what your presentation is going to show, and then closing statement would be telling me what you think I should do based on the evidence presented. So, any questions about how I see the hearing procedure, Mr. Bender?
No, I think that was very helpful, Your Honor. I mean, that was one of the reasons I requested the pre-hearing conference, is to just get an idea of how you envisioned the hearing going, and I think what you laid out for us was very helpful.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Reinke, any concerns?
Yes, I was wondering if I could, after listening to this, is there a way I could get this hearing, like, postponed for 3-4 weeks?
For what purpose?
Well, it sounds like I should probably have talked a little more in depth with possibly an attorney.
Mr. Bender, any comment on that?
Your Honor, we'd object to that. Mr. Reinke has known since November, I believe, that we were proceeding with the request for the bond release. I think the letter was sent out by your office in earlier mid-January, indicating that you'd appointed yourself as the hearing officer in this matter. I think B&I Cole has had sufficient time to hire me as an attorney. I think Mr. Reinke himself could have gone out and hired a lawyer himself. So we think the matter should proceed. We think it's been delayed long enough, and we'd like to go forward on Friday.
Mr. Gubin, any comment on that?
Your Honor, reclamation will just remain moot on that.
I'm sorry, you what?
Well, just remain moot. I guess we don't have a position either way.
Okay. Had you sought earlier to obtain an attorney, Mr. Reinke?
Well, actually, I just kind of scratched the surface and was told I should probably just go with the hearing to see where everything stands, you know, at least get it on the record that, you know, because I was told this is part of North Dakota law, and an administrative code or whatever does not override the law. You know, I'm not speaking as an attorney here. I'm just saying that I was advised that I should take this step and at least get it on record, not come back later and say, you know, I think there should be wells out here, let's file some kind of complaint or whatever, and then go to court. So we need some kind of final say or some kind of judgment or something.
Yeah, well, but the hearing is, I mean, that'll be it, that unless there's some kind of motion for reconsideration or reopening the hearing. The formal hearing we're having on Friday will be it. There won't be any other hearing after that. That's the time that the evidence needs to be presented, and that's what I'm going to base my recommended decision on to the commission, is on the evidence presented at the hearing. The only other remedy after that would be, I would imagine, appeal to the district court. But if that happened, they would consider the evidence at the administrative hearing. They wouldn't take any new evidence. So that's the time for that.
Your Honor?
Yes.
This is Lawrence Bender again. As part of this pre-hearing conference, I was going to mention as well that since Mr. Reinke's only issue is with respect to a water source on the southeast quarter of Section 26, we had planned to making a proposal to him to hopefully resolve this matter.
Uh-huh.
And, Mr. Volk was going to call Mr. Reinke possibly later today and make that proposal. Our only caveat on that, Your Honor, is that if we reach some sort of an agreement, we would want the terms of that agreement included in the record and entered into the findings of fact and conclusions of law and an order, so that there are some teeth to the agreement that we might enter into. Now, you know, there's no guarantee that what we offer Mr. Reinke, you know, will resolve this matter, but right. I do want Your Honor to know that we're going to try to resolve this yet today or tomorrow, so that there may not need to be a hearing on Friday.
Okay, here's what then I think we should do. Let's get back together. I'll give you an opportunity. Obviously, you'll have time between now and Friday to do that. If it's not resolved, well, if it is resolved, of course, you'll let me know. But whether it's resolved or not, I guess I should say, let's get on the record at 9 o'clock on Friday morning. Is everybody available? Would everybody be available 9 o'clock Friday morning?
I would.
So that's one at a time. Mr. Reinke, would you be available?
Yes, and then getting back to the, you know, I don't like to make hasty decisions unless it's one heck of an agreement from B&I. You know, I don't know if a day or two is enough for me to, unless it's a pretty simple, straightforward.
Well, it might be. I mean, they can make the offer and you can decide what you want to do about it. But,
you know,
but otherwise you'd be available at 9 o'clock on Friday morning?
Yes, but getting back to the continuance, I'm assuming that's not going to be available.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
How about you, Mr. Bender? Would you be available 9 o'clock Friday morning?
Yes, I will, Your Honor.
Mr. Deutsch and Mr. Grumman?
We would, Your Honor.
Okay. Then let's get back together 9 o'clock Friday morning and have another conference call. If it's resolved, you can tell me at that time. If it's resolved before then, I'd appreciate it if you'd let me know. Even if it's resolved, we'll get together on Friday morning at 9 o'clock and go on the record and talk about that. And then, you can file some kind of document or paperwork with the commission with the terms of the resolution of the matter thereafter. But if it's not resolved, then we'll talk some more about the hearing. I'm inclined to go forward with the hearing. Unless something else comes up to change my mind between now and then, I'm inclined to go forward with the hearing on Friday at 1:30, I believe it is. But we'll discuss the matter of a continuance again at 9 o'clock on Friday morning if the matter is not resolved. And again, if it is resolved, you can tell me that at that time or before. I'd appreciate it before, if you know before. Any other concerns you want to talk about at this time, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Mr. Reinke?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Grumman?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. So I'll call you all again on Friday morning at 9 o'clock. And again, if you get this thing resolved before then, I'd appreciate it if you let me know.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you all. It's about 9:50. You may hang up.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Thank you.